Welcome to the Neurodiverse Toolbox with Sheila Kieschlin and Paige Kieschlin.
Good morning, Paige. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What are we talking about this evening? This morning?
Morning. Still morning.
It is still morning.
11:19.
Yep.
We are talking about wedding planning when you have ADHD. Mostly because I just want to talk about my wedding.
You just want to talk about your wedding? Well, why don't we give some tips first? Like, what are things that are good to do if you're wedding planning?
Wedding planning. So
to be the question, now what?
You have to say yes first. But assuming that you said, well, you're obviously listening to this because you said yes, and now you don't know what to do. So you need to be transparent with everybody that you talk to.
About
like the wedding. So like if you like, because planning a wedding is huge and it can be stressful. Mm-hmm. So if you need a break or if something's too overwhelming, you need to say so.
See, so that's what I think you need to be transparent about.
Yes.
Right? You need to be transparent about how stressful you find this planning.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you also need to be transparent of like if you don't want to do something because it's your wedding.
100%. I think that's just the best advice for every bride anywhere, regardless of what your mother tells you. Mm-hmm. You don't need to take her advice or have her wedding. It's your wedding. In fact, even if your mother and father are paying for the wedding, you don't need to have your mother's wedding. Don't have your mother's wedding. Have your wedding.
Have your wedding. Come on.
What else?
If you can afford it and you really don't like planning, you can always get a wedding planner.
Mm-hmm. Or just delegate tasks to other people.
Delegate tasks. That's party. What I'm doing.
I would say you should decide on who's going to be in your wedding first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then ask them to help plan it and delegate little tasks to all of them or to the tasks that you don't, right? And I would say, like, for some things, there might be some details that are important, but for some things, the details don't matter. Nobody's gonna remember the icing on your wedding cake, and nobody's gonna remember what shoes you're wearing. So, unless these things are really important to you, let them go. Give that task to somebody else and let them run with it. What else?
Make it simple. If you want it that way, you make it as simple as possible. Mm. Because simple is less stressful.
It is.
That's the approach also, I'm going.
Go on.
And it's not quite, I mean, it is kind of stressful because the wedding's in Colorado and we're in Montana and everyone is trying to like, okay, this is like, meet me or we can meet at these times. It's like, well, JK, I actually live in Montana, so I can't meet you, but can these people do it for me? And mm-hmm. I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently trying to do a cake thing and cake is difficult to find. Everyone wants a circular cake, but you know how large the cake would have to be to feed like 150 people if it was a circle?
I don't know that you're going to have 150 people with all the no's you're getting.
No, I think it's Ian's new estimate is like 145 or something, which is smaller than it was originally. But if I could, I would have like less than like 50. But families are too big, and that just wasn't possible.
No. I would also say, like, When you keep a wedding simple, it really reminds people that the focus of the wedding is the actual marriage and not a giant party or a bunch of dresses or, right? Like, we're there for a reason. And it's not to look at your dress. Although I'm sure your dress will be beautiful and I'm sure you'll be beautiful in your dress. But like,
yes,
I'm happy you're getting married, right? And yes, that you're happy.
Yeah.
As is, hopefully, all your other guests.
Hopefully.
So how have you tried to make it simple?
Well, we're, for our reception, we're doing games. And we're going to have this snack table. So it's like bread. Oh, there's going to be pierogies, apparently. When he gave us the quote there, it said pierogies. And I got really excited because I was shocked that he would even do pierogies, because most people don't even know what pierogies are. I've had to explain what a pierogi is to several people.
That's very sad. You're missing out.
It's like, how do you not know what a pierogi is?
Look up a recipe for that right now.
Pierogies. But like cheese, bread, I think like a variety of like, you know, meats and cheeses and, you know, snacky food. Our reception is going to be outside, so hopefully it's nice out.
Well, on in a May giant 11th. Tent, so not
in
like
a giant tent,
out,
but
outside.
Like, I'd like to be like some games I want to have, like, you know, outside, because the place is beautiful. We were up there. By May, it will be gorgeous. Assuming that, well, I mean, even with snow on the ground, it would still be beautiful. But I'm hoping for
we
no
don't
snow.
Want snow on the ground.
We don't want snow on the ground. I don't want it to be all muddy and gross. But let's see here. I got I just got the flower thing because my communication was, I forgot that this past week was Valentine's Day. So she's like, I'm super, super busy this week. Is it cool if I get it to you by the end of the week? And I was like, yeah, of course, because, you know,
of
Valentine's
course.
Day.
Yeah, she was very busy.
Is busy. And it's like, of course, take your time. And we had, there aren't the only like main thing we decided to, like, I'm obviously going to have a bouquet. Wedding bouquet of bride. And then each of the bridesmaids and the maid of honor are going to have flower crowns. They're going to be fake flowers. So she gave me the idea, like, we could do fake flowers, like felt flowers, so they can keep them. They won't die.
Cool.
Because for whatever reason, I forgot that, you know, flowers still die even if they're in crown form.
They do.
Buttoneers. Buttoneers, you know.
Buttoneers, for the men. Yes.
If Ian's mom wants a corsage, then she can have a corsage. But she's like, if Paige's mom is going to have a corsage, I want a corsage. But I was like, my mom doesn't want a corsage. Do whatever you want.
Because the question you asked her is, do you want a corsage?
That's
not
what Ian asked. And we haven't gotten to talk to her about that part.
Okay.
But the woman needs to make a decision.
What about other flowers? Are you going to do flowers in the church or at the reception?
I thought, okay, so we want to have a table with, you know, the pictures of you and parents. And then each set of grandparents on their wedding day. And then we thought about having, yeah, this is the part that we are not sure about now. We wanted to have pictures of the dead grandparents that couldn't be there. However, I feel kind of bad because Ian's last grandmother, the last grandparent, is sick. And they're pretty sure she's going to die before the wedding. So that means all four grandparents of his would be there, and only one of mine would be on there. But it still, like, seems like kind of really sweet.
It does, but it also seems kind of, I don't know, it kind of creepy.
We don't know yet.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I don't know. At first, it sounded really sweet. Because, like, I don't know, you're still at the wedding without being at the wedding. But.
Yeah, but
All
some of your
four of his
grandparents aren't going to be
ones
at the
sound
wedding, but
sad.
are alive.
Yeah. I don't know what we've decided.
Okay. What else have you, what else have you done to make it simple? So you sort of lucked out, actually, because you have your church has its own coordinator.
Yes,
For
a
like
wedding
the church
coordinator.
stuff, which is
Yeah.
great because you don't have to pay that person, or at least not what professional coordinators make. And then where you're having your reception has a coordinator, sort of, or
Yes.
somebody who's helping you,
Yeah.
right? So that's cool.
Yes. Alexis's wheelchair is going to have a garland, like on like the, you know, the bar part to make her wheelchair more fancy.
Very sweet.
I don't know if that's going to be real flowers or fake flowers. I think they're going to be real flowers. That's what it sounded like when we were talking. Apparently, at the reception, I can have a flower crown if I want to.
How nice.
Yay! I wanted a flower crown too.
You're funny.
Well, I can't have one at the wedding because I have a veil.
Exactly.
And I was told the veil is not optional.
Not for a Catholic wedding.
So, veil it is, covering my beautiful face.
Well, until we dad flips it up.
Dad flips it up.
Yeah, to give you
Is
away.
it like a, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be a very emotional day. I'm not prepared to cry.
we'll get waterproof makeup. Your music is a little different than a lot of people do for
I
their
plan
wedding.
on just me. I've started the romantic music finding. I'm adding it to my normal playlist, my liked playlist, and then hopefully I can also add them to different playlists because I would forget to like transfer them back or whatever. But I've been looking for music because the person I wanted to play a lot of the songs are kind of sad. So quite a few are sad or not typical wedding music. There's some that I want to play, but I don't know. I don't know.
But you're making a playlist. You're not
I'm making
hiring
a playlist. I'm
a
not
band.
hiring a DJ. It's literally going, and then Kelsey, the like the lady that one of the owners of the reception venue place that we decided on. She said that I could share the wedding playlist with her and then she could play it off of her phone. So I still have my phone to like take pictures and stuff if I
Oh, very
wanted to.
nice.
So I could
That's
have my
very
phone
nice of her.
still. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can share playlists on Spotify if you didn't know somehow.
I
I don't know
don't
how
because I
you
don't
do
use
it.
Spotify. I use Tidal.
Oh. Well, I just use the free version of Spotify, but
That
I like
fits your
get the
budget.
I get the ads and everything, but so yeah, we're doing games.
You said.
We have one, the single person, the only like child, because you know how there's like Rain Bearers and then Flower Girls. We're
Yes.
only having one flower girl because there's really only one who fits the age. Everyone else is either way too young or too old. And then we just don't have a ring bearer because there are too many children that we could choose from in that age range from both sides, and we didn't want to, you know, upset anyone or anything.
Offend any of the
So,
little children?
yes, or
Fair.
like any drama. So we're just going to have the best man hold on to them. I have my wedding ring. Ian just bought his, so his is getting sized.
Good.
We have my wedding ring in the lockbox right now.
Good.
I bought it. It fits perfectly with my engagement ring.
Nice.
Let's see here. My shoes. I got custom shoes. They're Converses, because I don't wear heels on a normal base. I don't think I've ever worn the
It's
typical
a
high
whole
heel.
it's the whole ADHD sensitivity thing,
It
right?
is. I wouldn't be able to walk in them anyway, because I don't know how to walk in heels, because I've never worn heels before. So, and then I still need to order the bridesmaids and the maid of honor's shoes. I talked to the lady that I'm thinking of buying them from. Her thing is 2 to 3 weeks, so I kind of need to order them
Soon.
soon. I'm still saving money. Money is a lovely, terrible thing, but I'm saving because it's kind of a lot of money, because, I'm doing five pairs of shoes, four women's pairs of shoes and one child's, because thank God, Alexis. Because the children's shoes are cheaper. But my shoes are super pretty. I like my shoes. And she was like the only woman that I could find that where the shoes could be other colors. Like everyone else was like white, and I didn't want them to have white shoes.
Yeah, they
I
don't
want to
need to
be
have white
the
shoes.
only
You're
one
the
in
only one
white.
in white. Of course. It's your day.
So. And I even asked, can you do dark, like a royal purple? And she's like, yeah, I got purple. And so, yeah, I'm super excited. The custom shoes are super cool. I didn't realize that was a thing, but it's a thing. You can customize sh shoes, like embroider them and stuff. It's super cool.
Cool.
Let's see here. There's something else that I was thinking of. Oh, the picture, the photographer.
Yes.
He's not the typical photographer. He does like not posed photos. So it's
90%
like
unposed photos.
unposed photos. So he'll just like find via like if we say we want a picture with these people, it's just like in real time, kind of.
A real,
Just like
true,
us
genuine
natural.
moment of,
His
yeah.
parents were having a hard time because they want a picture of, a family picture of just like them and me and all of this. And like, we're not doing posed pictures. And Ian tried to explain that to them, but they were not getting it. And then we're like, okay, well, they're going to get their picture somehow. It's going to be how I want it because they're not paying for it. I'm not paying
Yeah, and
for the photographer either, but.
it's your
I don't like posed photos. I think
in
I look
fact
weird.
you look awkward in them,
I
right?
do.
You, oh look, that's the dyslexic or that's the autistic person in the
Autistic
picture,
person.
right? You're not a posed picture kind of girl, which is
No, I'm
fine.
not.
You don't have to be, and you can have whatever kind of photography at your wedding you want.
It'll be exciting then.
What else? Anything else that you're doing to make it easier on yourself?
We're thinking we're gonna get like a small circle cake for like, the people that go on top of the cake, the cake topper. And then for like the cake that people are gonna eat. We're gonna like the circle cake could be like half of it can be saved for like our 1 year anniversary, because I guess people do that. And then the other ones, I really want to throw cake in Ian's face. I know you don't like that. He's gonna
I
throw
don't.
cake at me, and I'm gonna throw cake at him, and it's gonna be great. But we're gonna have like a flat cake because Kelsey was actually the one that was like, you could consider doing that because it's cheaper. We're not trying to spend our life savings on this wedding
No, that's
because we
good.
want to do other things, like
Like
buy a
buy a
house.
house. Somewhere to live is good. Yeah.
And so we're thought about doing, we're thinking of doing flat cake because flat cakes are bigger. Ian mentioned we could always do like a Costco cake. It's like, where the hell are
Yes.
we going? I guess we could, but like, where are we going to get a Costco cake? You're like, oh, my parents can pick it up. And I was like, okay, but in an unlikely event that they can't make it somehow, like let's say there's a giant storm between Nebraska and Colorado, and they get stranded somewhere. Or what if something happens? We're also we're thinking, apparently they make really nice paper plates and like paper plates. They're super nice looking. They make like super nice looking plates that look
Specifically for
legitimate.
weddings?
For I
Interesting.
think just like fancy things in general.
Huh.
And so we thought about doing that because then that saves us money for like the caterers, because they don't need to bring like silverware, or like silverware they don't have to bring anyway because it's snack food. But like the plates and stuff. Let's see here. Ian's parents said they wanted to buy like the alcohol part of
That was very generous. That's
very, I don't know how
expensive.
we're going to do that yet. I know his cousin, Ian's cousin, own they own him and his wife own a brewery in Fremont. So somehow they're going to get like a couple kegs, like two kegs or something, and then
Nice.
whatever is
That fits
left.
the whole like snack food
It
and
does. I don't know
games
how
theme.
else we're going to get the rest of it, because I thought like the day before the wedding, Ian and I could like go to Daveco and like pick out the things that we like.
Yeah.
But with them driving from Nebraska, I don't know when they're going to be here or anything. So we still have to figure out that. But I was like, oh, that's super nice of them.
That was very
I wonder how
generous.
the how I want to know how they plan on getting like two kegs from Nebraska to Colorado,
Back
because
seat.
kegs are
It'll be
pretty
fine.
big, aren't they?
The two will fit in their back seat. It'll be all right.
Okay, cool. And it was like super nice of them too.
Are you doing champagne for your toast,
I
though?
think so.
Okay,
Maybe.
so you need to
I
have an.
really want mimosas to be there, but apparently that's not appropriate.
Your wedding's in the afternoon, so now.
You have mimosas
I
all
was
day on
thinking about.
Christmas.
That's true. I was thinking about buying some old vineyard red. Predator wine for your wedding and just giving it to the bartender and being like, this is for
Yum.
me. These bottles are for me.
Yeah.
And my husband. You can have a glass if you want. You're the bride. You can do anything you want that day. As someone who don't care about red wine to
To be
drink
drinking all
wine.
of your red
Because
wine. I got you.
I'm pretty specific about what I like, so.
Right. It's okay. I think if we were to have Ryan, I think I would want to choose mostly red wine anyway. I think I like red wine more than I like white wine.
I'm not a fan of white wine, but lots of
I've never
people say
really
it makes
had white
them,
wine.
lots of people
So
say that red wine gives them a headache, but it doesn't bother me.
But anyway, we thought, let's see here. And then you're gonna go to like the music person
Yeah.
coordinator
I
with,
emailed them this morning.
the whatever it's called. The organ, that's what it is. I'm gonna keep saying a harp, but they don't play harps at
I
weddings.
really wish they did play a harp. That would be beautiful. I
It
like
would be
harps.
beautiful. What else?
Wow. You tell me. Anything else that
What
you're doing
else are we
specifically
doing?
to?
I mean, our wedding's in the afternoon, but that's no decision of our own because when we booked, when we were like, we want to get married at your church, they were like, okay, cool, what day? And we were like, May 11th. And they were like, great, our earliest opening is 1 o'clock. And we were like, all right, I guess we're going with one. So, I mean, it's a good time because it's not like, it's between lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
And,
It'll be great.
You know, if we did an actual meal, then it would have been like, you know, more expensive than what it is.
If you had to have like a sit down dinner, yeah. For sure. Awesome. All right. Anything else, or is that all the things you've done?
I mean, we only sent out invitations. We didn't do like save the dates or anything.
Right.
And I wanted, it's a waste of money. People are going to wait until last minute to RSVP to your wedding anyway. So.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you wanted to coach with me, see my information at bigbangcoaching.net. If you are interested in emailing us, you can reach us at thendtoolbox@gmail.com. And if you wanted to see our website, please go to theneurodiversetoolbox.podbean.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Neurodiverse Toolbox.